Hi, this is Dr. Tizel dictating a psychiatric evaluation on a Necla Zavala. First name is N-E-C-L-A. Last name is Z-I-V-A-L-I. Under that, date of birth, 2/10/1970. Under that, date of evaluation, 9/3/2024. New paragraph. Patient is a 54-year-old female married for the past 15 years, in parentheses her second marriage, end of parentheses, mother of two children, ages 33 and 32 years old, comma, residing with her husband, comma, unemployed for the past 3 years, having been placed on medical disability while having worked in a nursing home, comma, referred by her primary care physician, comma, Dr. Özcan, O-Z-C-A-N, for medication evaluation and management of anxiety and depressive tendencies with inability to focus and learn new information, period. The patient was accompanied throughout session by her daughter, comma, Feliz, spelled F-E-L-I-Z, period. New paragraph. Ms. Zavali, Z-I-V-A-L-I, stated she had been working in a nursing home laundry department for the past 14 years and then hurt her back, period. She described having had a lot of stress secondary to her accident, including not getting paid and since then overall not being active due to her physical limitations, period. The patient describes worrying all the time about things from the past and future issues, period. She stated that she worries about her 90-year-old mother dying in Turkey and becoming emotional and tearful at times over these concerns, period. She also describes feeling inadequate, comma, not having been able to learn English, period. She stated she took English lessons in the past but was unable to pass the language test, period. The patient described getting panic attacks on average once a week, period. As a result of her panic attacks and anxiety, she describes being unable to focus, period. She also described having periodic nightmares with a recurrent theme of being choked by someone, period. She reports experiencing initial insomnia, period. Patient stated that she also took the citizenship exam twice in 2007, but was unsuccessful, period. The patient denies any history or current usage of any drugs or alcohol, period. She reports smoking cigarettes, comma, one pack per day, period. The patient states, comma, quote, life is hard, end of quote, period. She reported wanting citizenship so she can travel to see her mother and family in Turkey more freely as opposed to her current green card restrictions, period. New paragraph, new heading, past psychiatric history. Under that, no reported history of psychiatric hospitalizations, no reported history of suicide attempts, no reported history of aggressive behaviors, period, no reported history of psychotropic medication usage, period. New paragraph, new heading, medical history. Primary care physician is Dr. Ismail Özcan, first name I-S-M-A-I-L, last name O-Z-C-A-N, period. Patient has a history of hypertension, dash, controlled on losartan, dash, hydrochlorothiazide, period. History of hypercholesterolemia, dash, controlled on atorvastatin, period. History of diverticulosis, in parentheses, from stress related to her first marriage, end of parentheses, comma, currently stable, period. Menopausal since 2019, period. Status post-gastric sleeve surgery in 2019, period. Status post-lumbar fusion, on April 2021, from work-related accident, deemed 75% disabled, period. New paragraph, new heading, family slash social history. Born in Giresun, Turkey. Giresun is spelled G-I-R-E-S-U-N, then comma Turkey, period. She is one of seven siblings, period. She reported only completing schooling until the third grade. As she described, this was routine, having grown up in a village setting, period. Patient came to the U.S. at the age of 19 to be with her father and started working at that time, period. She described her first marriage as having been an arranged marriage, period. She described her first husband as being reportedly physically and mentally abusive to her and her children, period. She divorced from him 17 years ago, period. Patient described her second marriage as being reportedly stable and supportive, period. One of the patient's daughter has a history of depression and is prescribed on medications and sees a therapist, period. No reported history of suicide in the family, period. New paragraph, new heading, mental status examination. At time of evaluation, revealed a 54-year-old female, neatly groomed in casual attire, period. Pleasant and cooperative on interview, maintaining good eye contact, period. Psychomotor activity level within normal limits, period. Speech in parentheses in Turkish throughout the session was spontaneous, end of parentheses was spontaneous and normal productive and goal-directed, period. Mood anxious and dysphoric, becoming tearful at times, period. Affect apprehensive and mood congruent, period. No evidence of any acute thought disorders, period. No evidence of any acute overt delusional beliefs, period. Patient denies suicidal or homicidal ideation, period. Brief cognitive testing revealed patient to be awake, alert, and oriented times four, period. She was able to name the current president, period. She was able to remember 3 out of 3 objects upon immediate recall, and 2 out of 3 objects remembered after 5 minutes, period. Patient was unable to perform serial sevens, period. She was able to perform serial fives sufficiently, period. New paragraph, new heading, diagnoses. F41.1, generalized anxiety disorder, period. F41.0, panic disorder, period. F34.1, dysthymic disorder, period. History of F43.10, post-traumatic stress disorder, period. New paragraph, new heading, recommendations. Discuss with Ms. Zivali, Z-I-V-A-L-I, and her daughter various medications, including SSRIs, to address her anxiety and dysphoric symptoms, period. However, she stated she was reluctant to take additional medications at this time, fearful of causing kidney damage secondary to her history of hypertension and hypercholesterolemia, period. Under that, medical certification for disability exception form completed, period. Under that, return as needed, period. This is the end of dictation. Thank you so much. Goodbye.